Hi, today I want to talk about soulful living and making a calm space in your home to create the life that you truly want. Wow, this sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Well, it is, but today I will simply start off with some thoughtful questions that you can ask yourself. So you may want to grab something to take some notes. If you're listening to this while you're driving, please do not write these questions down, but pull over to the nearest rest stop. Stay tuned, friends. Welcome to the Creative Soulful Living Podcast, Episode 3. I'm your host, Alyssa Foy of BreezyGreenHome.com. Listen in as I share my knowledge and tangible tips from simple, natural living to home decor and balancing life. I love to embrace the perfectly imperfect. Oh, and a good cup of coffee. So let's begin. The word home. It can be overwhelming, so overwhelming. If I think about the word home, I feel so many feelings. Yes, I feel love, care, family, trust, warmth, and all the goodness. But I also feel work and stress and schedules and blood, sweat, and tears. Well, the blood, sweat, and tears in negative parts, that's how I used to feel. But stay with me. I've learned to not let these feelings take over my mindset. It takes work and it's not easy. I began to focus on the positives rather than the negatives, and I've talked to you about this before. Why? Well, let me take you back into my home when the blood, sweat, and tears were real. Ready? Okay, so I want to create this picture for you. My husband and I bought our home back in 2016. This is what we read. For sale. A sprawling 4,000 square foot California ranch style home with hardwoods throughout on a beautifully landscaped 9-acre lot bordered by conservation lands and unique foliage, including a California redwood. Spend your days playing tennis on the tennis court or taking nature walks amongst the gardens. Sip lemonade on the sun porch while watching the plane scrape against the blue sky. On winter days, you can snuggle by one of three fireplaces, a must-see. Well, let me just clarify that we knew what we were getting into. This is what we envisioned it to read, but the reality of it was this. For sale. A 4,000 square foot home that hasn't been updated since the 1960s. Every room needs to be redone. Wallpaper needs to be removed. Well, some of it is already peeling off, so bonus! The tennis court has divots, cracks, and potholes. The yard, well, you need to fix, cut, trim, and hack. Basically, gas up every lawn equipment piece that you have. The windows are a bit drafty, the ceilings are in need of some patching in every room, and there will be some drips. Do you like that 60s-70s vibe? Paneling in a lot of rooms will bring you right back. Shaggy carpets, doors need some fixing, and did I mention the wallpaper? This is a must-see. P.S. You will love this home. This home is so very special. It needs you. You need it. Please love it. Well, we went with our soul and our gut, and it was sold to us. So we took the plunge. My husband and I rolled up our sleeves. We sweat, we bled, we scrubbed, painted, lathered, and repeated. We could feel the owner's original smile. Because, see, this home has a history, and my husband grew up right next door. The tulips that my husband planted when he was 12 for the original owner named Ed were still creeping up. Ed's wife, named Sunny, her favorite lilac tree was still budding that she loved so much and adored every spring. My husband's parents still live next door, and they were so excited for us to buy this home. My parents were too, for my mom suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. And then they ended up selling their home, and the apartment for their living space was laid out perfectly in this home. So we created a handicapped accessible space for them and a home on the other side for us. So we also are right next door, like I said, to my aging in-laws, so it all just made perfect sense. Intuitive living, going with your gut, worked here. But let me tell you, it wasn't all roses. I lived in this home with a kitchen for 1 year. We basically lived off of microwave meals and pizza, so the weight gain was huge. Recently, the septic system failed the week of Christmas, and my house was full of family, and we had to shut it down for 2 weeks. My parents had to move to a hotel. I basically lived in the land of poo, running back and forth during the night amongst the coyotes screaming to my in-laws to use their facilities. We had a bucket with a toilet seat on top for emergencies, just in case. But picture me walking through Home Depot with an orange bucket and a toilet seat. I can't make this stuff up. So with all this, we had an oil burner break. We needed to have 2 oil tanks replaced. The list goes on and on and on and on. In a nutshell, I'm speaking to you from experience. So you might be thinking, how did you survive? What did you do to find your calm? The answer, I created my calm. I listened to my gut. I went with my intuition. Okay, so I want you to think of building a simple house-like structure. You start with breaking the earth, digging in, and building your foundation. So today, we are going to break down and break ground with these important questions for you to ask yourself. Now, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with creating a calm space? And what does this have to do for creating and designing? Well, it all plays a part. Well, because what we think and how we think mentally, that does have an effect on our household, doesn't it? It does. So, question number one, what does your soul yearn for in life to do? In other words, what lights you up and makes a big spark, puts a smile on your face, and you cannot wait to begin? Question number two, do you automatically create pressure on yourself and make yourself think that the thing that you want to do the most in your life is unreachable because of obstacles in your way? Relate this to a room in your home or a small space. It could be an outdoor space. It could be an indoor space. So I do this, so I'm asking from experience here, friends. The reality is nothing is perfect, and you can lay out the best plans in the world, but the best plans in the world will always have curveballs and glitches and unexpected twists and turns. That, I've learned, is what's supposed to happen, and this leads me to my next question. Question three. When you have glitches and hiccups in the things or in the thing that you truly want to do in life, do you give up? Do you throw in the towel? Do you just say, I can't do it, it's too much? Or do you follow through with it? Or let your inner negative talk or not getting permission from someone talk you right out of it? That's it. Just 3 questions, but they're heavy questions for you to think about. So again, you might be thinking, what do these questions have to do with creating a calm space? Well, they do, because creating a calm space has to first start with you, your disposition, how you view your life in this current situation, in this current season. Most importantly, it's a starting point. And I'm going to help you follow through to see it to fruition, because you can just keep listening to this podcast over and over and over again. Think about the for sale sign. That was the second one, or sale description, I should say. I mean, it was tough. It was rough. But we stuck to our guns, and there were times when we thought like throwing in the towel, but we didn't. And we are so glad that we didn't. So now these questions have led me to many reflective moments and really turning to my higher power, which is God, but your higher power is your higher power. So as author Rebecca Campbell clearly states, your soul has all the answers. The only way to hear them is to go within. So I do. I must have talked to God. Oh my gosh. Good thing he tolerates people talking to him on and on and on and on, because I think I talked to him a bajillion times during this whole process with this house. And I just kept saying, you know what I want. You know what I like to create. And oddly enough, God put this shop in front of me, which I drove by a kajillion times in Maine, and I never stopped. I stopped And I started to really pay attention to this shop when I got this house. So do you think that's a coincidence? I don't think so either. So what I did, which I'll get to in a minute, but I want you to do this because I want you to keep your eyes open, whatever I'm trying to say, keep your eyes open no matter where you are, because this will lead you to having a creative eye and seeing a space the way you want to see it. And therefore, you'll be able to create a calm space in your home. Well, going back to that little shop that God put in front of me, in my face, was like, here you go. And I never really reflected on how important this small little shop is in my life, because it still is very important in my life and I still get inspiration from it. Oh, it's just amazing. So I bring a camera with me almost everywhere I go. And I'm guessing you do too, because it's your phone, right? Everybody has a camera. So I'm absolutely obsessed with this shop called Snug Harbor Farm in Kennebunk, Maine. And I'm not affiliated with them. This is not an advertisement. Like I said, you heard my backstory. I'm just very inspired by this shop. The vibe in that shop is me. It's organic, it's plants, it's natural soaps and lotions and lavender topiaries filled in pots and greenhouses and pottery and cookbooks. And I mean, does it not sound amazing? You have to look them up online and you'll see what I'm talking about. And there are farm animals and chickens walking around and there are dogs, and it's just the coolest place. When I go there, I respectfully take pictures. And I post them and send my traffic their way, of course, but I take the pictures for myself too, and I get them printed. And they are part of my calm home because I strive to replicate the mood I feel there, and with not the same exact objects, but with like objects. And I do this in my home so I can be there at any time, because it creates such a positive mood for me. And it's so cool because my husband loves it there too. And he's always been an outdoorsy guy. He's always been into landscaping and plants. So it just works perfectly. So I've created this part, this shop in my home, basically. And I just replicated it so I can be there anytime. If I can do that inside this once peeling paint nightmare of disaster, which I shouldn't really talk that way about this home because I definitely respect the people who lived here and the people who lived here prior, but it was just let go for about 3 years and was vacant. So it just needed some TLC, and we do love it. So I ask you, what type of scene are you driven towards that makes you happy? I mean, maybe you've never thought of doing this before, so now the world is your oyster. Think about it. My sister, who does not really have a creative bone in her body, and she will admit this, did this. I mean, she really does. I shouldn't say that, but it's always been, you know, I've been more creative, and she really tapped into this. And I shouldn't say she doesn't have a creative bone, because she really does. Now she does, because she's basically learned how to do it. So she did this with her favorite beach, and she took pictures of this beach with her phone. She got it printed off as a canvas, some of her pictures, and she pulled all the elements that she loved into a room, her bedroom, all with the navy blue walls and the white trim and the shiplap ceiling and pictures that made her so, and makes her and her husband so happy, because it brings back many memories of Maine and calm and peace. And you sense the nautical theme here, but you can do it too. And I'm so excited for you to do it, because that's what she's done. And she loves, loves, loves her bedroom so much, because she can go in there and bring that place back to her life in an instant. And it's an automatic calm home place recipe. So it does not mean that you have to knock down walls or put on a massive addition or move your children out to the front lawn to do this. I'm kidding about the kid part. But it does not mean that you have to move out on your own or rent an apartment either. You just have to find a small space that you can call your calm home. So growing up, my room was my sanctuary. Why? Because I made it neat and clean and calm with the items and things that made it peaceful for me. I have blogged before about my calm home recipe, and you can even print off my calm home printable at breezygreenhome.com. And it's the perfect reminder for calm and the elements that I have to create the calm in my home. So what I do know through all of these elements is that a sense of calm is being created because of the vibe that I love. And I want to share this with you because these are some things that you might want to try in your home. So here are my must-have. One of my first must-haves are beeswax candles. Well, I love beeswax tapers, and I buy mine from beverlybees.com from here, Massachusetts, for quality beeswax candles. I'm not affiliated with them. I just really like their candles. But going back to beeswax tapers, I love them. Why? Because they are pure, organic, and I love the smoky smell. It just reminds me of like true colonial New England, which I am definitely a colonial pioneer geek. I love that time period, the 1800s. So what I do is light my tapers, and then I either start writing a blog post or this, I'll start talking into this microphone and start doing my podcast, or just sit and relax, or I'll read, or I'll pray, or I'll just chill out, or my husband and I will watch a show, whatever. I think you get my point. I recommend beverlybees.com, like I said, but they just add a sense of calm, and I just love the burn that the beeswax does. Second thing is essential oils. Create a blend that speaks to your mood instantly. Maybe it's a calm mood you're looking for, or to get energized, or to do some cleaning, which is not really fun. Sometimes it can be. Same goes with music. Sometimes I'm very picky about both and I don't want to listen to music, but sometimes it's the total opposite. So I think about the mood that I'm in, and that will definitely impact my essential oils that I use. If I want to have something uplifting, then I'll use citrus or peppermint blends or different types of mint blends. Or if I want something very mellow and calming, I might use undertones like sandalwood and frankincense, patchouli, or I also like to add a little bit of turmeric for some spice, which I'm not going there, but I'm just saying it's just a calming blend. So think about that. The next thing I do, I put crystals in the windows. I just really like the nice texture that they add to the windowsills, and they reflect the sun and they also soak up the moonlight, and they just simply look pretty when they have light shining on them, no matter if it's sunlight or moonlight. I also put crystals in my house plants because I really like the mood that it creates and the energy. I'll put them on my, I don't know, coffee table. I have some in a clear jar and a vase. I just really love them. So I think that they are full of good energy and good vibes. So I love having them. And plus they come in so many different colors and shapes and just different textures. So I definitely recommend them. Number four, throw rugs. I love throw rugs. There's nothing better than a good throw rug. It adds a sense of warmth and cozy and can also add a bit of life to a room. And the thing about throw rugs is that they are really inexpensive if you shop right. And you can change these often and change the mood of the room. And if placed carefully, even busy rugs can add a sense of peace. You just have to make sure that you place them in the right spot and carefully. So, if it feels good to you, then it's good to you. and good for you, I should say. So don't worry about what other people are going to say or think when they walk in the room. It's like, ugh, because everyone's mood is totally different and everybody's energy is totally different. So if it makes it calming and peaceful to you, then go with it. Small twinkle lights. So be careful how you place twinkle lights, because you don't want the super cheese factor here. And I know I just said, who cares what people think if it makes you happy? True. But sometimes lights are placed in a way that actually can add stress. So you just have to be careful of how you place them. So you could just put a few strings in a bowl or highlighting a plant or inside a glass bottle or in a wooden bowl draped, but just be careful how you place them. You'll know what I'm talking about, because if you place them in a kind of a way where they don't seem really calming, and like they just seem like they've been thrown up. If you do that, you're gonna know. So just tweak with them a little bit, because they can really, really add a nice calming effect. I really cannot stand overhead lights on, and I will go to a lamp for light rather than an overhead ceiling light any day. You know, can lights too in a kitchen? I don't like those. They're so bright and they're just so overpowering. And I know a lot of people use them, or they'll just throw on their overhead light. And to me, that adds so much stress to a space. So natural light is my favorite, or having a light that you can dim. So overhead lights are great if you can dim them a little bit and don't put them on full blast. That will definitely help your calm. But during the colder seasons here, there's nothing better than candle glow. I love small lamps with soft lights. And like I just said, I love the sun, the natural light, but also candles, 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 candles. I love candlelight so, so much. Number six, the sixth thing that adds a calm vibe is a small library. So try gathering a collection of books that you love to browse through, and maybe you can put them on your coffee table too, and just it will add to the conversation. You can easily recover books if you don't like the covering that they have on them with craft paper, and you can either handwrite or stamp the title on the spine. If you don't want guests to see the title of a self-help book or whatever, just kind of tuck them away and stack them up in the library. Sometimes you want to keep those books handy, but you don't want to advertise it all over the place. So whatever you need to do, you do that makes you happy and calm. But if you don't like how the book looks, just, you know, cover it with something. I like to create a space that provides lighter colors mixed with darker woods. So now we're going to talk about the color of your space. I think of texture and what textures I'm combining to create the space. I ask myself, can I sit comfortably here, or is there room to work, or is this space going to provide me with what I need to do? That is huge. Maybe you just want to use the space to just sit in and relax. Maybe you want to use the space to write or read or do a project, or I don't know. You can think of a million things. So just make sure that the space works for you. Make sure that you warn your family that you're going to do this, just so you don't upset a huge space and have them be like, what has happened? But you can add simple elements, like I just said, twinkle lights and beeswax tapers, and it just adds that little touch of calm to a big space or big room too. So it's just about adding simple things and not overwhelming, and making it calm for you, and therefore it's going to be calm for your whole family. Board games. I don't really have to explain these because you know what they provide, but board games are essential, or like little puzzles, things like that, things that people can just go into a room and either start to play. they can gather, or have like little notebooks or blank pieces of paper with simple crayons or markers. People love that. Your family is really going to enjoy that because it's just a welcoming vibe that it creates. So all of the elements that I just talked about is so important in creating a space that you will love and in turn your family is going to love. So it's basically simple, but I want you to really, really enjoy and create a vibe that you love outdoors. Maybe it's a vibe from your favorite shop, wherever or whatever it might be. Bring it home with you and make your home the creative, calm home that you so deserve in your life. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. I hope you try out these tips, and I hope you visit me at breezygreenhome.com because I have some great pictures there, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. And you can also, if you don't mind, and kindly share a review of this podcast. I would love to know what you think. Until next time, friends, have a creative and soulful day. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Creative Soulful Living podcast today. I'd like to leave you with a quote. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Thank you so much, friends, and I'll see you next time.